All right, now, good morning to you guys. I'm Peter Joy. I hope you guys are great. Something I need to really critically point out here at my work, as far as just checking, I'm happy to show this. All right, now, a result of the United States lynching me last year does not see baby murdering killer races. As a result, the United States lynched me last year, calling me black bitches and niggers and saying it's a cotton field, right? As a result of the United States lynched me last year, I became homeless, right? The United States saw this and they kept drowning my work because I did not volunteer and I'm not a criminal. Because I'm not a criminal. I right now, they kept trying to figure out ways to frame me. They went to homelessness. They went to lynching me and drowning up my work and my money. They've been trying to make me homeless this year. By God's grace and mercy, they've not been able to do that. Does that make sense? But last year, they started drowning up my work. They made me homeless, right? All right, now, that's for the what. They deliberately pulled people out the phone. They deliberately drowned up my work. For one, I didn't volunteer. For two, you know, they made all this counterfeit stock. So, you know, in order to make something happen against me or to frame me or to lynch me so they can do something against me, that's why they dropped my work. It's a ploy, right? All right, now, here's a video of me on my birthday saying they put nobody on the phone and how they were still lynching me. They've been doing this for 2 years to me. Last year, the United States made me homeless. Last year, these racists called me black bitches and niggas. I got this nigga. This nigga's kicked outside. Last year, I went before a judge trying to save my house. The United States didn't speak up. And they, despite the United States doing this, they did not speak up. This little faggot racist Jonathan, they put me on the phone to watch everything I do. He didn't speak up despite him seeing them make me homeless, despite him seeing my my work drop. Remember, this little asshole was hanging his little punk ass around to steal from me. This little son of a bitch, Jonathan, went to websites. He got over $1 million wrong. He didn't get $1 million worth wrong. That's $1 million is no money. It's nothing. He basically got over $1 million results wrong, which is catastrophic. Okay, you got these clown racists. I want to show this now. You got these clown racists crying about being, you know, bankrupt. And they are bankrupt. They told them if they can't get their money, they told these racists yesterday in these buttholes like TD Jakes, the United States, they told them if they cannot get their money back from Wall Street, they're bankrupt. They told them they're zero. Basically, the stock is worthless. Okay, because I'm not a criminal. The United States would have came and got me by now because you got these stupid-ass racists. They want to steal bad. Because I'm not a criminal, they lynch me like this. Last year, they lynching was successful. You know, it was not successful in them stealing my money, but they made me homeless. For 10 months, they were doing this, drowning up my work, and they didn't bother to say shit. They understand the consequences of pulling people off the phone. They understand their fake switchboards. They understand me being outside sleeping on the streets, and they sat up there calling me black bitches and niggers, laughing, saying they will break my black ass and drive me to poverty. They have a full understanding of what the consequences are when they pull people off the phone, but yet, they've done this all year, this year, right? For 5 months, I didn't work. And on this new job, does that make sense? Nobody's ever on the phone, right? It's not the jobs, it's them. They've followed me with three separate companies doing this, these nasty-ass races. All right, now it was a rise. It was a mixture up in Live Ops, where they continuously pull people off the phone. They made me homeless last year. They hurt the crack house, and they still made me homeless. They kept pulling people off the phone. They had this little faggot racist Jonathan boy trying to steal my formula from me. By God's grace and mercy, couldn't this little stupid-ass boy went to a website, or websites, he got over $1 million results, not money. $1 million is nothing, but he got over $1 million results wrong. Okay, $1 million results, that would be like, I can't put a number on that, it'd be like maybe $120 billion. He got everything wrong. But, you know, that's for the Lord, right now I'm trying to wean something for 10. But this boy seldom pull everybody off the phone. He seldom talked to my landlord about extensions. He saw me talk to Georgia Power, which is the power company, electric company, about extensions. He saw me go before a judge. He saw me argue with people about, he saw me tell prayer partners, okay, these folks are lynching me. They're pulling people off the phone. I had nowhere to go last year. I was homeless. I slept outside. These racists have a full understanding of the consequences of what happens when they dry my checks up. But yet and still, because I'm not a criminal, and they, you know, they got caught trying to frame me, they still doing lynching. This video says November 6th. This is my birthday, right? I turned 42. All right, I'm trying to go to the bank over in China. This is why I'm not fucking with the United States. I'm not extracting any fraud in the United States. I'm not extracting anything in the United States. I'm not giving these shitholes anything. Okay, they bankrupt. They're zero. They deserve it. All right, at the hiccups there. Right? I mean, what am I supposed to say? They crying and screaming about, well, they're going to go bankrupt. Okay, look at these assholes. Okay, they deserve to go bankrupt. Nobody's coming to their rescue like they told me yesterday. I want to show how the United States did me. As a result of them deliberately drawing up my work, and this is deliberate. They made me homeless. They saw the consequences of me being homeless last year. They saw the consequences of them taking everybody out the phone last year. They saw the consequences of people talking shit about me. I hate these folks, boy. I write with this fake-ass family. They saw the consequences of how shitty I was being treated. They saw the consequences of I was not welcomed anywhere. I slept outside in the car like some wild animal. They starved me. They did all manner of evil against me. They dried my money up. These racists know exactly what they're doing. This is not by mistake. They saw the consequences of their actions. And yet and still, they kept trying to lynch me. They did everything they power to make me homeless this year. Right now, they, you know, as far as my jobs is concerned, they stopped my work after somebody got on the phone saying nigger in April. Right now, that's floored for 5 months. I didn't work. And then on this brand new job, I mean, these checks have been so paper thin. They're basically worth nothing, right? Like $80, right? For 2 weeks of work, they pulled everybody off the phone and nobody's on the phone. This is what I dealt with last year, right? They do this deliberately because I've had these online jobs where they pay pretty decently. Before I moved, this was never happening. The first time in 2022, before I moved in December, this was not happening. I was able to move fine, but as soon as I got in my house, the digital lynching started. These assholes stole my rent money. What's up? I want the whole world to see how the United States is crying about going bankrupt. The United States issued counterfeit stock on the chance they want to frame me and steal from me, but since they see I'm not a criminal, they lynch me and dry my money up because they see I'm not a criminal. They play all sorts of tricks because they see I'm not a criminal. They're trying to put me on the streets to try to, like, force my signature. These stupid-ass racists, you dumbasses, I will sell tacos first. I'm not giving you dumbasses $10 million and these shitholes like Titty Jakes. It's just not happening, Jesus will know. But these assholes have a clear understanding of what they're doing. When they made me homeless last year, they starved me last year. I was not welcome places last year. People treated me like shit. They talked shit about me last year. Does that make sense? Right? No desk light, no clothes to wear because they all molded in the back of my trunk because that water was getting bad. They didn't know where to put because I got kicked out of my house. These racists have a full understanding of what they do when they pull everybody out the phone. I want any dumbass to play dumb. These assholes don't understand what they're doing. I dealt with homelessness. You had the racists left to the top of the lungs. I got this black bitch. I got this nigger. I got this nigger kicked outside. These folks have a full understanding. This is not me racially stoking. Okay, this is something I'm dealing with when I'm trying to work. You're on the phone for hours and nobody's ever on it. In fact, I started taking videos again to show, okay, they made me homeless last year. I was sleeping on the streets last year. They did torture and war crimes for 10 months against me last year. They tortured me for 10 months last year. They kept torturing me. And they didn't speak up in the first month. They didn't speak up in the second month. Even William said, Brother Kate Middleton, man, ass was watching me sleep in the back of my car and laughed at the top of his lungs because despite them making me homeless, despite them lynching me, despite them drying up my work, they didn't speak up, but they kept filming it. They didn't speak up, they kept filming it, but they sent it to the whole world. They kept sending, they sent the film footage to the whole world of me sleeping in the back of a car. But these stupid-ass racists did not mention the fact they were lynching me, drying up my work, while they kept filming it, sending it to the whole world. Okay, here are these assholes again. This is my fourth job, right? Or this is my sixth job. Right now, does that make sense? Right now, here they go again, pulling everybody off the phone. You know, like they made me homeless last year, but they kept filming it. They dried up my work and they kept filming it. They didn't speak up about them making me homeless. They didn't speak up when I had to go before a judge. They didn't speak up when I was getting extensions. A little faggot racist boy they got trying to steal from up under me, his dumb ass, his dumb Jonathan faggot. He went to different sites, got over a million wrong, right? With this catastrophic failure. I don't have to put into an X about this little dumb son of a bitch, right? But you know, that's the word right now. But what's up? So I want to emphasize, right, does that make sense, right? And I say this with a purpose. You got these racists crying about having to go back to Wall Street, their tape back, their counterfeits that they counterfeited. They crying about they going bankrupt. They are bankrupt. They told them yesterday they're bankrupt. I'm not volunteering for Trump or anybody else. That's not a knock at Trump, but no. Would you help these shitholes? I'm not helping these damn racists. I'm not giving them a percentage of my money either. They can have the citizenship back. But, you know, they told these racists with their counterfeit fraud to go back to Wall Street and get their money back. That I'm not giving them a percentage of my money. They had a full and clear understanding that I'm not volunteering, I'm not giving a percentage to the fact that they keep doing torture crimes against me because this is torture. This torture caused me to be homeless last year. This torture starved me last year. This torture humiliated me last year. This torture made me sleep in the back of a car last year. These asshole racists, they kept filming it, but they didn't speak up and say they were torturing me. What's up? I want nobody to lie that they don't understand what they're doing. This is the second year these assholes doing this. They know the consequences because I dealt with homelessness for 10 months. Okay, but these are the asshole racists that are crying about losing trillions in fraud and counterfeit stock they so arrogantly and racistly printed up so sure they could frame me and steal my money. But because they can't frame me and steal my money, that makes sense. They're bankrupt and they're worth zero. Some of them spent everything and they're bankrupt and it's not my problem. So what? Right? All right, now, so ask Joe Scarborough how black he is. Right? And right, no, that's Florida. Right now, Joe Scarborough's parent is black, his grandparent is black, his great-grandparent is completely black. All right, no, that's what he is, descendant of black slaves, all right, no, cotton pickers, right? He is a black man. He's so stupid. You know, America is so racist. This dude is like saying, okay, call me anything, but don't call me black, because he realized how he has laughed about black people being treated when he tried to pretend to be white, right? All right, now, if you think that's pretend, all right, now, as far as the extraction is concerned, ask Jonathan about over the 1 million results he got wrong. He got them wrong. That's catastrophic failure. Million results, that could be over $120 billion that he got wrong, he got incorrect. Trying to wing something, does that make sense? All right, no, that's why I'm not extracting anything United States. I'm not giving United States shit. All right, now, if I don't extract it, it don't exist. If I don't extract it, it don't exist. Ask Jonathan. Jonathan got over a million wrong. If I do not extract it, it does not exist. If I don't extract it, not just I'm not going to extract it. If I don't extract it, it don't exist, and not just that. I'm not extracting U.S. territory. I'm not extracting U.S. jurisdiction. Does that make sense? No. I'm not helping these nasty-ass racist folks. Okay, clearly, they pull everybody off the phone by God's goodness, I'm not homeless or anything. No, no. But it's the illustrated point. These folks so nasty. All right, now, so they have a clear understanding of their lynching and pulling everybody off the phone. They have a clear understanding of drawing up my money because they made me homeless last year. They have a clear understanding, but yet they still continue to do it because they're trying to make me homeless again because they dumb racist ass see I'm not a criminal and they're trying to figure out some way to force my signature. What's up? I want to show the whole world this as these shitholes start popping up talking about, well, they're going to lose all their money from counterfeit fits they chose to make up when they were so sure they could steal from me. Does that make sense? And right now, that's what they're on the hook for the counterfeit. Some of them are completely bankrupt. Oh, well, that is their business, and I don't care how bankrupt they are. So this is not me being mean, telling them they can go back to Wall Street, right? Look at what they've done against me for 2 years about my own money, my own property they put zero investments into. Clearly, they have a full understanding about, you know, their lynching to the fact that they haven't spoken up. You know, they didn't speak up all last year for 10 months and say shit, and each one of those months got 30 days, and they still didn't speak up, but they kept filming it, sending it to the whole world of me being homeless like it was funny. It's so fucked up and racist. So it is fair that they're going bankrupt. Now, it is fair that their counterfeit stock is not being supported, right? I didn't tell these dumb assholes to make counterfeit stock. In their racism and their arrogance, they make counterfeit stock, figuring they can steal a percentage of my money. But by God's goodness, they can't because I didn't tell them. I did not sign my signature because I didn't sign my signature. Look, they did torture against me like this. And I'm not signing anything. So they have a clear understanding. Does that make sense of the games they've been playing where they can't get their way, they try to lynch. When they can't get their way, they try to frame and lie. I'm not helping these damn racists so they can do this to other people. You can't live off of $82. It's like breadcrumbs. It's less than crumbs. And you have these nasty assholes thinking they funny. They understand about drying up my money because they made me homeless last year. They starved me last year. They humiliated me last year. They kept drying up my work and they kept filming it. You notice how they didn't speak up about drying up my work, but they kept filming it. You notice how they didn't speak up about they fake switchboards, but they kept filming it, sent it to the whole world. You notice how if they filming it, that means, you know, multiple people are watching it. They kept filming it, but none of those multiple people watching said anything because they just as fucked up as racist. Like this little faggot boy Jonathan that went to X about this little son of a bitch. He went to different sites, he got over a million results wrong. That's over $120 or $30 billion in liquid cash he got wrong. And a million results is over $120 billion. I don't want to say $1 trillion in liquid cash dollars, real cash, not your pretend false stocks in liquid cash, right? He got over a million results wrong trying to wing something, right? Does that make sense? Does that make sense? He got everything wrong. It was a clean sweep. He got everything wrong. He got over $1 trillion in liquid money wrong. It was a buffoon, but, you know, that's the story. But all these assholes watch as these buttholes were lynching me. They kept filming it, sent it to the whole world. Even Brother Kate saw me sleep in the back of a car. They knew exactly what they were doing. They understand the consequences of drawing up my work, but yet they do it anyway. They want to cry about them being bankrupt. Okay, look. I mean, look at what they've got told to take their money back to Wall Street. Look, they deserve to be bankrupt. Look, they deserve to be at zero. They deserve that zero, right? They deserve not to beg, right? They do deserve to be bankrupt, right? They do deserve to lose all their money, right? So it's okay for them, these racists, do this shit to me, but because they chose to make counterfeit stocks, because they chose to think they could steal from me and stupidly make counterfeit stocks, because they chose to think they were entitled to mistreat me, they bankrupt. It's worth zero. Nobody's helping their asses. Because they chose to do this shit. Not just that I'm not extracting shit on the U.S. continent. I'm not extracting anything in no U.S. territory, under no U.S. jurisdiction, on no 50 states of the United States am I extracting anything. The United States is blocked. You cannot buy stock from me. Never, right? As your counterfeit is saying, right? What's up? So I'm not starting it, right? I'm not being cruel and wicked, right? They did drop my money. I understand the consequences of my money being dropped. I was homeless last year for 10 months, right? They do understand they little racist games they play. Now, they do understand the consequences of drying up my checks, but yet it's still these nasty-ass racists do their stuff, right? But they want to cry about being bankrupt for making counterfeit stocks they chose to make. When they tried to do everything they could to frame me and steal from me and make me homeless so they could do something against me, right? What's up? So everything gets fair right about now, right? Good morning. Thank you guys so much.